The Body on the Beach by Simon Brett. The book is subtitled A Feathering Mystery. To Keith, who knows this part of the world, and many others. Chapter 1. Feathering is on the south coast, not far from Taring. Though calling itself a village, feathering isn't what that word immediately brings to the minds of people nostalgic for an idealized, simpler England. Despite the presence of many components of a village, one church, one shop, one pub, one petrol station, and a whole bunch of people who reckon they're the squire, feathering is, in fact, quite a large residential conurbation. The core is its high street, some of whose flint-faced cottages date back to the early 18th century. The peasant simplicities of these buildings, sufficient for their original fisherman owners, have been enhanced by mains drainage, gas central heating, sealed unit leaded windows, and very high price tags. Out from the high street, during the last century and a half, have spread, in a semicircle whose diameter is the sea, wave after wave of new developments. The late Victorians and Edwardians added a ring of solid, respectable family homes. Beyond these, in the 1930s, an arc of large, unimaginative slabs sprang up, soon to be surrounded by an infestation of bungalows. In the post-war period, some regimented blocks of council housing were built in an area to the north of the village and named, by planners devoid of irony, Downside. Then, in the late 1950s, there burgeoned an expensive private estate of vast houses backing onto the sea. This compound, called Shorelands, was circumscribed by stern walls and sterner regulations. From that time on, stricter planning laws and a growing sense of its own exclusivity had virtually stopped any further development in feathering.